This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, creator of all, we thank you for teaching us to pray through our Lord Jesus Christ, both in silence and in words. Open our hearts and our minds and our souls now to hear this prayer that Jesus taught us in a new way, with new ears and new opened minds. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. So this prayer, obviously, is one that if you were raised in a Christian home, you learn from probably the time you were tiny, tiny, before you maybe you could even walk. And it's become just ingrained as part of us, as part of our culture. Even if you weren't raised in the church, you hear it if you go to weddings or funerals or in movies, television. And yet, there are times when we just really take it for granted. It just becomes rote. There's something to that because it's kind of a meditation. And it's astounding when we go to visit people at the bedside, and I'm sure some of you have had this experience, and you're with somebody who you think is, you know, pre-comatose or not responding or not hearing anything, and you begin to say the Lord's Prayer with them, and they move, and they begin to mouth it with you. I've seen it time and time and time again. It speaks to some core memory, some corporate awareness that is beyond our understanding. I invite you to come with me now into a dramatization of the Lord's Prayer spoken by a young woman before she's going to bed at night, as if God were really answering her with the spoken word. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
Who's that?
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, who art in heaven.
There. You did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father, who art in heaven.
Could it really be you, Lord?
Yep. Here I am. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just here praying, just saying my prayers for the day. I do it every night. It kind of makes me feel good, like I'm getting a job done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means holy, sacred. Honored, full of wonder.
Well, that makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Of course, why not?
Well, if you really mean it, what are you going to do about it?
Do? Me? Nothing, I suppose. I just think it'd be a really good idea if you got control of things here on earth like it is in heaven. It's getting a little crazy.
Well, have you given me control of you?
I go to church most of the time, and I say my prayers.
That isn't what I asked you. What I asked you is, have you given me control of you? Like with that habit you have, always judging other people, and the way you spend your money, all on yourself.
Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as all those other hypocrites around here.
Excuse me? I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that's to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
All right, I guess I do have a few things to work on. Now that you mention it, I probably could name some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to change some of those things. But it's hard, God. I'd like to, you know, be really free of them.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, no offense, but could we kind of finish it up here? This is taking way longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
And take that line. Do you get it?
Yep. I'm asking for food for today.
Right. But daily bread means a lot more than that. The way I mean, it is all the necessities you need for today. Not just food, and not just for you, but for everyone. You prayed, give us this day our daily bread. Thinking of yourself is flat out selfish.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Criticize me day? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of everything I'm doing wrong.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep on praying. I'm interested in the next part of the prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared to.
Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Okay. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
What about Jill?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. Lord, she's told lies about me, she's cheated me out of money, and she never paid me back that debt she owes me. I'll get even with her.
But your prayer, what about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're being honest. But it's not much fun carrying around that load of bitterness inside you, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get back at her. She's going to be sorry she ever crossed me.
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge is not sweet. Think of how unhappy you've been. We can change all that.
We can? How?
Forgive Jill. You may lose the money, but you will have settled your heart.
But Lord, I can't forgive Jill.
I forgive you. Once again, you're the one praying here. Prayer doesn't change me. It changes you and in your world.
Oh, you're right. You always are. And more than I want revenge on Jill, I want to be right with you. All right. All right. I'll forgive Jill. At least I'll try. And you know, the more I think about it, maybe if you could just help her to find the right road in life, Lord. She must be awfully miserable going around doing the things that she's doing. She just has to be pretty mixed up inside some way, somehow. Show her the right way.
There now. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all, really. I kind of feel like lighter, like smiling or something. You know? Maybe I don't have to go to bed tonight all nervous for the first time since I can remember. Maybe I won't be so tired from now on because I'm not getting enough rest.
You're not through with your prayer. Go on.
Okay. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver
Good.
Us
Good.
From evil.
I'll do just that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Start looking at other people as my children, and you'll be less likely to judge them. And don't use me for an escape hatch anymore.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do. You've done it a lot of times. You get caught in a bad situation, you get into trouble, and then you come running to me. Lord, help me out of this mess, and I'll promise you I'll never do it again. You remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Lord, I am.
Which bargains are you remembering?
Well, that time I mouthed off to my next-door neighbor about her yappy dog, I really lost my temper, and I think I scared her. I remember telling you, oh God, please let her forgive me. I promise I'll be in church every Sunday.
She did forgive you, didn't she? Remember, she came over and apologized about her dog, and then you apologized. But you didn't keep your promise, did you?
I'm really sorry. I really am. Up until now, I thought just praying was enough. I guess I was just saying the words. I didn't expect you to really be listening and answer like this.
Go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Do you know what would really bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I like hearing you like this. I want to follow you and be with others for worship and help other people.
You just answered my question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love and follow me. Spend time with me. I see that happening between us today. Now that you've begun telling the truth to me and talking with me and asking me for help, there's no telling what we can do together. Things that are greater than you could ask or imagine.
Okay, let's see what we can make of me, okay?
Yes, let's see.
So did you notice that was a two-way conversation? You saw that? It's like we heard in Hebrews, remember? He was back and forth and God was answering him and listening and responding because of that interaction. There was a poster that I remember when my children were very little and I had put it up on the back of their bedroom door that said, showed a little girl, and on the bottom it said, prayer begins by talking to God, but it ends by listening to God. To be able to take that time. And also, I hope that you caught that this prayer is like most of our prayers in the Episcopal Church. It's a corporate prayer. We pray, Our Father, not My Father. We pray, forgive us our trespasses, not just my trespasses. Give us our daily bread. So that we're praying for one another. And then those times when we really do need to be praying for ourselves, our own petitions, and we come before God, that's important as well. Because there's this great line, and I can't remember who said it, but it was that when we pray for anyone, even if it's for ourselves, we pray for everyone. It affects our world in ways way, way beyond our understanding when we pray and we take the time to really pray. And then our gospel goes on to teach us that we have to be able to ask. We have to ask for help. We have to seek. We have to knock. And then we'll be guided. And the more we get to know God and the more time we spend with God, the more we'll recognize what those answers are. And that takes time. It's a relationship. It always has been. And it always will be. I have one short little paragraph I'd like to read to you from a priest by the name of Kyla McClurg, who wrote about this gospel, and I hope it brings you peace. She writes, "So tell the Creator, the one who loves you, what you need and want. Whether you are happy or hurting, pray. When you are frightened or disgusted or lost your way, pray. When friends desert you, when you are jolted awake at midnight by big need knocking at your door, remember how capable God is. Keep asking, keep searching, keep persisting. More than your righteousness or capacity to succeed, God will be persuaded by your insistent, hungry heart, your admission of need. Go ahead, say it out loud. Lean in toward God's love. You will find that love has been there all along, leaning in toward you. Amen."